My father's best friend, we called him Uncle Jack, had just moved his family from Delaware to the Washington, D.C. area to take a new job, and my dad was driving us all down to visit them in their new home. The trouble was, he got lost on the way. This was a year or so before I-95 made the trip easier to navigate, and he had turned onto a succession of highways, each one taking us farther afield than the last. My mother struggled with the roadmap, as my dad doggedly kept driving. The sensible thing to do probably would have been to pull over and get clear directions from a local, but traffic was heavy, we were late, and I guess speeding along towards somewhere, anywhere, made more sense than stopping. After a couple of hours, my dad was growing frustrated and testy, and my mom had pretty much given up on the map and on my dad. Then all of a sudden, a big strange vehicle pulled into our lane ahead of us, a U.S. Army tractor-trailer carrying a long missile mounted on a launcher. And just as immediately, my dad decided to follow it. Even at the time, this struck all of us, except my dad, as insane. Why would a guided missile launcher truck be headed toward Uncle Jack's house? My dad's strange reasoning was that the truck must be headed to Washington, D.C., and clearly the driver knew the way. So for an hour or so, we followed behind the missile truck, slowing when it slowed, speeding up when it sped up. Following the missile truck seemed to make my dad relax. He had decided to let that other driver lead us onward, surrendered the stress of having to make his own decisions about which road to take, where to turn, which landmarks to recognize. And indeed, my mom relaxed too. We all just fixated on that wonderful missile truck. The tense atmosphere melted away. All worries were gone. We had given ourselves over to the driver of the missile truck. We watched the missile truck, marveling at the long, sleek projectile with its sharp nose cone, bright white against the olive drab of the heavy truck. The bold letters spelling out U.S. Army seemed to inspire confidence. After a while, it seemed like the most natural thing in the world to be following a big official Army truck with its dangerous cargo, blindly through the heavy metro traffic. And then, as we turned onto a narrow road, the traffic thinned. A few miles down that road stood a big gate, guarded by sentries. The gate opened, and the missile truck drove through into the security of the Army base. Then the gates closed, and the sentries made a gesture that we should turn around. My dad executed a 3-point turn with the old Ford station wagon, and we headed back where we'd come from, no longer following anybody now, more hopelessly lost than ever. We did find our way at last to Uncle Jack's, hours later, in pitch darkness.